So you just call, what would you call them if they were black?
That's what I don't know.
Would you call them a black road or what? Or just a concrete road? Or paved road?
You speak of it as a paved road.
Yes, ma'am.
With the black resurfacing, I would say.
So you'd call it a paved road?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street, what's that called?
Well, now, I really don't know. I know what you're talking about.
But you wouldn't have a name for it.
I never have thought of naming it anything.
Yes, ma'am. So there's no name for that. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a ditch by the side of a graded road, in level country, if it's just a flat area and they dig out the ditch to make it a place between the road and the land around it, what's that called?
The ditch that drains maybe a field or something. Ditches?
Well, on the side of a highway, to keep the water off the highway, the road's built, it's not quite flat, and it curves a little bit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has a ditch on the side. What's that called?
Well, I don't know.
You just call it the ditch?
I would think so.
So what about if it was in town, on the side of the street? There's a place that runs right along the edge of the street. What's that called? Between the sidewalk and the street. You have to step up onto the sidewalk out of the street.
That little step up place between the paved street and the sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
Now we speak of that as the sidewalk. But yes. You told me that little mound just
that,
about
that low
that
place there. What's that low place called?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, what would you call it? The gutter?
I wouldn't think it would be a gutter.
What's a gutter?
Well, a gutter is something like a street. A ditch.
Yes,
ma'am. Now, you speak of gutters a lot along with where paving is done. We speak of those as gutters, where drainage has to go under the pavement.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what would you call, switching the subject, what would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats, but doesn't do any work of any kind? It's not a hunting dog or a watchdog, just a common dog around the house. What would that be called?
Well, there could be a watchdog, There's some good dogs that...
But a dog that had...
Doesn't have any qualities at all, you mean?
Yes, ma'am. if a dog just walked up and you liked the dog and you fed it and kept it, mm-hmm. and someone said, what kind of dog is that? You might say, oh, that's just a what?
I'm afraid you've come to a bad one now. My boys could answer all those questions a lot more than I can. I don't know.
She wouldn't have a name for a dog that
I just say he's just, I don't know what he is, and he just took up here is all I know.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what's the name you have for the sound that horses make at feeding time? What's that called?
That forces a big button. Forces what?
That horses make at feeding time, at their feeding time.
Oh, when they see you coming and they're going to feed them. Is that what you call neighing?
Is that what you would call it?
I guess so. I know they do make that noise, but I don't know whether it's particular. I think it's when they are rather happy that they make that neighing sound.
And what would you call a bone that's shaped like this, a chicken bone that children like to get?
Chicken what?
There's a bone in the chicken that's shaped like this that children like.
A pulley bone.
Yes, ma'am. And